If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
How do you grow a massive team? So, I mean, you know, the obvious would be you gotta take massive action, right? But some things that aren't so obvious is a massive team. So I would consider a massive team over 100,000 people. And, you know, we've coached probably, I really need to count this at some point in my life, but probably 20 to 25 people who've built teams of over 100,000. One of our current clients and good friends is Nicola Smith-Jackson, built a team of 300,000. Jeff Algebers built a team of 500,000. Luciano Fidago, a coaching graduate, he built a team of 100,000. I would say 100 G's. Had 100,000 people in your team. That's what I would call massive. So, a few things. To build a team of 100,000, it can't be about you, right? You can't be the mother hen. You can't be the answerer of all questions. You can't be the sole trainer that does all training for everybody. And you also you have to have a system. And a system is not, I send a presentation and I follow up. That's part of a system. But you have to have, where do I go to welcome new people? What is it that they get plugged into to make them feel like they're part of something bigger than them? Where do people go for maybe a training archive? How and when do I contact customer support in what situations? How do I welcome new people into what kind of, you know, arena? And so there's a lot of elements to having a system that people don't pay a lot of attention to. But it's something where if when you start a teammate, they have to go through 8 hours of training before they ever prospect a soul, then you most likely won't build a massive team. Because it needs to be where all personality types, where all walks of life can join and then know what to do, like, as quickly as humanly possible. Not what to learn, but what to do. And too often, we talked about this. This was actually the topic of today's training inside of RankMakers. For those of you in RankMakers, this was the topic, is the danger of overtraining or overstudying. And most people, they'll do both. They'll overtrain their people and they overstudy themselves. They go through, you know, 52 courses before they prospect anybody, because that's much safer and more comfy, because you're not getting rejected in the library. And so those would be some of the elements. Having a vision of who you want to become, treating this like a business, so being here 5 years from now and not being addicted to short-term success. And so those would be some of the suggestions around that question.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.